Lions phone calls, 248-539-9797. Your biggest concern? We don't really have a big one on this show. Concern level 1 to 10. John's at a 1. I'm at a 2. Things are not really that bad right now.
Right. And in talking to Dan Campbell, one of the things that he talked about with Jared Goff is, you know, that he's trying to do too much. Now, here's where I hope the experience that he had in L.A. will pay off now. You sign a new contract. And as a player, you always know the moment you sign that contract, you're either overpaid or underpaid. And it's about going out and proving. And you always want to be that guy that is proving that you're still underpaid, because other guys sign contracts. He's no longer a top five in salary. But in doing that in his, coming out of the Super Bowl that he had against New England, he signs the big contract. He comes out and he's trying to do too much, starts throwing interceptions, and he never makes the adjustment. Now that he has that experience, Dan Campbell is sitting there saying, you're trying to do too much. We don't want you to do more than you did last year. Slow it down. Just be the guy that you were last year. Distribute the football. Don't extend plays. You're not picking up, you know, first downs with your feet. It was cool. It happened in week one, and I know another one happened in week two, but that's not what we're asking you to do, and I don't think Jared Goff is under any disillusion that that's what he's going to be, but it's about making sure that when you see, trust yourself, you see a read, just take the read that you see.
Yeah, I think it's a fair point. And John, I think here's the distinction. When things went south in LA after he got paid, Sean McVay didn't have, much of a bedside manner.
Right.
Don't you feel like Dan Campbell has a degree of buy-in, respect? He's not going to bury his quarterback. It'll be constructive. It was anything but constructive when the wheels started to fall off in Los Angeles. Right. He has more support here in Detroit, both personnel on the field, but I also think human beings in that organization, right, that are going to give him a chance to figure it out when he does get outside himself.
And the fact that they're not going to handle him with kid gloves. There's going to be tough conversations. Yep. You already kind of shared one of them. It's not that tough of a conversation. Hey, you didn't play well.
Right.
We expect more from you, but we don't want you to do more than we're asking you to do. And so, and we heard, it was year one of the Campbell Holmes Goff marriage. He talked very bluntly that, Jared Goff has to play better. So it's not that he's going to handle him with kid gloves. It's that he's 100% honest with him.
Yes. Yeah. Let's get to the phones and then the ticket text. John in Milford, you're on 97.1.
How's it going?
Good morning.
Morning, John Cookies. Everybody's worrying about nothing. You got all these young players. We've got some of them have been on this team 2-3 years. We really haven't seen anything from. And I really believe that's what Dan Campbell's out there showcasing and trying to get going. Our veterans are solid.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to throw that off. We need these young guys to catch up. Using these young guys these first 2-3 games, you start throwing these veteran players in with their plays, we're going to go all the way. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's all I got to say.
John, I think you have every right to be confident. And I don't think you should be shaken based on what you saw last Sunday. John, I think part of the formula for the Lions, too, it's running the ball, it's being balanced, it's setting up play action. For whatever reason, when they play Tampa, they don't do that. And Goff threw it very well when they were down in Tampa last season. He was a maestro in the playoff game at Ford Field. Whatever it is schematically, when Ben Johnson and Dan Campbell and the staff look at the Bucs' defense, they say we have to throw to soften them up. Some of Jared Goff's highest pass attempt games, TJ had the stat yesterday, are against Tampa Bay. What I assume that to mean is Vita Vea is a problem in the middle, which is why it was so jarring to me that once he left the game, they didn't make the adjustment. It may have been something that could have led to salvation and a red zone touchdown later in that game. But that's not the way they play most games, is my point. Most games, it is balance. It's running. It's different styles of run, inside, outside, counter. They do a good job being varied in their running game and setting up a variety of play action passes off of it. That's who they're going to be to their core for the majority of the games, and that's a recipe that's going to win them 10, 12,
14
games. Carson in Ann Arbor, you're on 97.1.
So I just wanted to kind of build off of what you guys were already saying. I mean, really, I'm a two right now. Like you guys said, you know, I'm not too concerned. I mean, one of the really only concerns is, yeah, like Josh, I mean, Goff threw the ball, you know, 50-plus times that game. I don't know if that's more Goff, if it's more Ben Johnson, if it's you know, what it is. But, yeah, you got to establish the run game. If you really want to air it out that much, like you got to pull their secondaries back, make them at least, like, playing on their heels, you know. If you're throwing the ball 50-plus times a game, then you're you know, they're always going to be expecting to throw, and that's just not – it didn't look like us, you know. It
right.
looked like how I'm used to seeing us play.
That was
not really a concern.
No.
It's more just a, you know, it's a lapse. It's a moment where, you know, maybe we're trying something out, still really, really figuring out our identity for the season, but you want to see some of the same stuff that we saw last season for sure because it worked.
Yeah, and they have – again, the continuity of keeping Ben Johnson, keeping the quarterback, keeping four of the offensive linemen, keeping your top two, top three pass catchers. Gibbs was, you know, one of the highest targeted guys. They're going to hit their stride again.
Yeah,
they're going to get in the groove again. You just don't want to throw away games in the meantime. And it's what puts a spotlight on this week's road game, right? 1-2, we can sit here and say, I'm not concerned. You just don't want to throw away games while you're, you know, finding your stride offensively.
Right, because that now the defense is going to be challenged. And it, yes, the Arizona defense will find ways to try and copy what either Tampa or the Rams did and try and mirror that against this Lions offense. But now you're going up against a very mobile quarterback. You're going up against one of the best rookie wide receivers we've seen in some time in Marvin Harrison Jr. So how do you keep Kyler Murray from picking up some of those painful third down conversions when he escapes the pocket and just is able to run for first downs? We've seen that with mobile quarterbacks. That's going to be the challenge this week versus, I think, the offense and how productive or not productive it's been, or how on stride they are.
Ticket Texter says, I'm at a 5, right down the middle. The interior line has underperformed. That's the key to the team. If that's not there, concern gets bumped up.
I'm not going to disagree with that at all.
I'm at a 2. Kansas City lost to Vegas and still won the Super Bowl. Yes, they have Mahomes, but we have elite weapons and the best O-line in football. Signed, Josh.
It's funny because there's two texts there. One concerned about the interior three on the offensive line, and then the next one follows up, we got the best offensive line. And I think we have the potential to have the best offensive line. I don't think they're playing as the best offensive line right now.
Paul from St. Clair says, I'm at a 2. The defense has stepped up real big despite the loss. I think it's going to push the Lions to play extremely well from here on out. I don't think they liked losing one bit. Texter says, do you think the Jags GM could lose his job for passing on Hutchinson? That didn't make sense at the time.
No.
Let alone
now.
At this point, early in Hutchinson's career. Ticket Texter says, everyone needs to take a page out of Aaron Rodgers' playbook. R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
Oh, I thought maybe it was going to be the dark tour or whatever they call it.
Darkness retreat.
The darkness retreat.
What are the drugs he gets on? The hallucinogenics?
Yeah.
Is that what we need to do?
Yeah, I don't know.
What was the enema thing that he was? We don't need to do that.
Yeah, let's stay away from that.
Okay, Ticket Texter.
Ugh.
Ticket Texter says,
have a salad.
Cookies, you sit there and say you're at a 2, but yesterday I had to turn you off because you sounded like you were in full-blown panic mode. I was mad about the loss. I didn't like how they lost. I didn't like how they played. I was upset about the loss. We vent on a loss on a Monday. It's 97.1.